Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, and on the phone, a very special guest. And Jenny, I actually slid into his DM.
Look at you. You're special.
Yeah. And he kindly accepted our invite, and I'm glad he did. He has a very special documentary airing tonight on Fox 11 Los Angeles at 10:30 p.m. He's going to tell us all about it. But one of our favorite anchors here in Southern California, yeah. Alex Michelson. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much. Big fan of the show. Congratulations on it as well. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. So I want to take you back a year ago because I remember waking up at 3 a.m. watching you on TV. Mm-hmm. And I remember you going to the scene of the Borderline shooting. Take us back to kind of how you felt emotionally a year ago, because I know you're from the Thousand Oaks area, and also the emotions that you witnessed throughout the community.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Agoura Hills, which is just down the road from Thousand Oaks, and I had spent time at the Borderline. I learned to line dance in the Borderline when I was in high school. I mean, this community was my community. And I had, you know, as a reporter, traveled around the country covering mass shootings, but never, like, literally in my hometown. And it was so wild and so surreal to be seeing these images out of there. I was at on the anchor desk, as you mentioned, right at the beginning of our coverage, and I said, yep. I need to go. I need to be there. And to go out there and to drive past where I learned how to drive and learn, you know, all these places, and to see it was haunting, you know, because these are our friends. These are our people. And you know, these, you know, some of them are country music fans, as you know, being at the Borderline, which is really a country bar. So many of them are the same people that were involved with the Route 91 shooting, which I covered in Las Vegas. And it was, you know, so terrible. And then you remember that day and how crazy it was and the pain everybody was in. And then just a few hours later, the Woolsey fire breaks out, which was, you know, one of the most destructive fires in the history of our region. And you look back at the video and you look at the vigils from that day and the crazy wind, and you see the sort of beginnings of the fires, and you just went through these day after day of just chaos. You know, one of the people we talked to described it as Armageddon. And what happened because of that is a lot of these people whose lives were lost, their stories were never told because they became, you know, the survivors became evacuees. And we never really got to go through the grieving process the way that we should. So what this special does is it really tells the stories of these 12 people and honors them for the heroes that many, you know, that they are.
Yeah, the Borderline documentary again airs tonight, 10:30 p.m. on Fox 11 Los Angeles. You definitely do not want to miss this. It's going to be very special, honoring the lives of the 12 that we lost mm-hmm. tragically a year ago.
So how have you seen the community change in this year? How have you seen everybody? I know everyone's coming together, but what else have you seen happen?
Well, and the community has really come together to take care of all these folks. And it's not really even like a political thing. It's not, you know, in some communities, you know, gun control seems to be at the heart of the debate. That's not really what it's about. It's about trying to take care of people. I was a part of this California Strong baseball effort, which I know David was involved with as well, which we raised like over $1 million to. This was with baseball players like Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun, and Jared Goff was real involved with that. We've seen the music efforts. There was a Music Strong effort with Jason Mraz. There was a Borderline Strong effort with Jason Aldean and other people like that that have all sort of come together. I was with the President of the United States when he spent time visiting some of these people. So you've seen, you know, not only the community, but celebrities, other people all sort of come together to try to bring them together. But talking to the families, the thing that has, I think, been most helpful to them is this new family with the other survivors of Borderline. Mm-hmm. Now they've sort of become their own family. And also what they've done is helped families of other mass shootings. Unfortunately, since this shooting a year ago, there have been others. And so they, you know, some of them have traveled the country to help some of these other family members as they go through it, because only they can relate to that sort of situation.
Well, Alex, I know you're busy, and I can't thank you enough for making time to join us for a few minutes. We're actually going to have some of the borderline survivors on our show tomorrow, but tonight, I really can't wait to watch this. It looks like you did a fabulous job. It's a documentary on the borderline shooting, 10:30 p.m., Fox 11. This is Alex Michelson, and you are one of our favorite anchors, if not the favorite, but don't tell Rita and Megan that.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for spotlighting it. It's really important. They deserve it, and thank you for doing what you're doing tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. 10:30 tonight, Fox 11. Alex Michelson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.